I a bad mum podcast? That's the question we ask, right? Three times a week. Am I a bad mum? Sometimes we are.
Yeah, sometimes we are. Sometimes we are not. Sometimes we really quite shine as parents, don't we?
Yeah.
Just shine.
Yeah.
Honestly, some days are really, really tough and you really have to find it hard how to dig deep and shine, but some days you just falter.
Do you know one day that you really did shine and people still talk to me about this is the day that you made your kids a sausage smoothie because you thought it was frozen banana. And it was actually sausage. And Gracie's like, this smoothie doesn't taste very nice. You'd serve them up sausage smoothies.
I reckon on my grave, Gracie will probably have engraved some sausages or something on it somewhere. Because that one is never going to go anywhere.
No.
That one is going to haunt me for the rest of my life.
What would have been even better than that story is great anyway. But if you'd have actually done the whole, you will sit there. You will finish it.
I genuinely, like, my taste buds right now, like, I'm really pushing down some saliva because I still to this day can smell it. And, you know, that whole push for, I just spent all this time making that for you. Let's finish your smoothie. And then I remember smelling it and going,
She had a bit of a tummy ache. You were like, one more sip.
See, makes my saliva go again. Bad mum for going and having a bit of fun without my kids.
Ah, no, I'm all for this. And yeah. I'm all for this because I was there. This is something that the kids could have, would have, should have come to and didn't.
And didn't. I had so much feedback from my children about how dare I, being the mum, go and do such a thing without them.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed this. We went and we tried out something new for me, something older for you because you have been doing this much longer than I.
Yeah.
And we went ice skating.
We went ice skating together and Ice World are currently sponsoring the podcast and that's what gave us the idea.
Yeah.
I was like, I really want to go because I already do ice skating lessons.
Yeah.
I do skate school at the Boondall Ice Rink. And you hadn't done ice skating for,
Literally, I've got one photo and I don't even think I'm wearing boots, but the girls were on those penguins.
Yeah.
And Elsie was tiny. And I said, look here, look, you've been skating once, but she's like, but I am 7. And that was like, I'm only a baby. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. You do a lot of things at school without me and I get left behind. So it's fine.
Like maths and science. No, we went ice skating. We decided to give it a go. And the thing that I was most looking forward to is because you're a bit of an athlete. Like you did professional netball for a long time and you love your sports, you love your fitness, you're a personal trainer.
Yeah.
And I struggle to keep up.
Yeah, anything physical activity.
And I thought to myself, this is going to be the one thing that I'm going to be able to teach to Rach. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be shining in my leotard.
Yeah.
And this is not one that Rach is going to want to win because you're the person that does the mum race at the sports day.
Yes.
All that sort of stuff. And I was like, come on, Rach,
always
let's get on the
challenge.
Ice.
Yeah. Always up for a challenge. And I have to say, Katie, this one really, really challenged me. That guy's already laughing at me and I haven't even got on.
He's still laughing at you. He's still laughing.
He laughed. I was like, that's okay. All right.
See,
we hadn't even got on there. Now, we talk about this a lot and because it's something that we want to encourage and teach our kids, which is you have to always challenge yourself. You have to be up for a challenge and you have to challenge yourself. You have to step out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
You know, never give up. 100%, that's what I always am on about to my kids. This put me out of my comfort zone. This challenged me.
The thing that made me laugh the most was when we were having a chat about why we were doing it. So we'll get to the fitness side of it in just a minute because that's massive. But I said to you, Rach, why didn't we bring the kids? Because it initially was something that we were going to bring the kids to.
Yeah.
And then Rach comes up with this.
I'm going to want to be better than my kids before I start.
So the idea is that we've come without kids so you can get better than your kids. So when they first start, you're going to be the best.
I'm going to be better than them.
You wanted to come without kids so that you could get better at it first.
Yeah.
So you're going to do a few sessions before you bring them and then you're going to be like whizzing around, look at me go.
Yeah.
Come on, kids. Follow suit.
Yeah, and because then I could like maybe help them a little bit and be, they go, oh, sort of look at me and go, oh, look, mum can do it, so that's okay. Like mum can do it, I can do it kind of thing. Yeah. Even though I know
you're
now
lying.
After doing coffee and skate,
yeah,
I left there, and I'm just going to put this out there for any of the mums thinking, oh, I want to catch up with a girlfriend. I think it was such a nice hour.
Yeah.
We literally got a coffee in because you're freezing, so you need to rewarm yourself. You got a coffee in, but at the same time, it was like a movement meeting. We covered so much.
You got into it really, thought that you were going to get on the ice and fall over.
Yeah.
Like Bambi.
Yeah. We started with the penguin.
Yeah, you started with the penguin. I had to remind you that that was for the three-year-old children. But after that, literally a couple of minutes with the penguin, then you realised that actually that was probably more embarrassing.
Yeah.
You were a grown woman with a penguin.
And I was the only one with a penguin at this particular session time.
This is what I love about the coffee and skate session that we went. So I think they do it Tuesdays and Thursday, like mid-morning.
Yeah.
I think it runs till 12:30. So if you had like a lunch break, took an early lunch break, it's such a nice thing to do. As you said, being there... Yes, it's fun with the kids. Of course it is. Public sessions, they've got the music on, the kids love it. Of course that's fun. But on a completely different level, I really, same as you, really enjoyed. It was like going on a really fun walk and then, you know, you're chatting to your friends. So we're catching up, but yet we're skating around.
Yeah.
You do, you know, a few laps and have conversations. And what I think that you didn't realise about it, because I said, rug up, it's going to be really cold. It's like 6 degrees. Such a good thing to do in summer when you don't want to be paying for your aircon. Go ice skating.
Yeah.
And I said, rug up, because it's going to be freezing. And I reckon about 10 minutes in, you went, I'm sweating.
Yeah, I was sweating. Because we were covering, obviously, a lot of ground with the skating once I could skate further than a metre apart at one time. And then the other part of it was we were covering so much chat. Like you can chat as well as skate, as well as work up. It covers a lot of bases.
Yeah.
And I have to put it out there and say, yes, I was out of my comfort zone because physically I can try anything when it comes to physical activity, right?
Mm.
I'll give it a good go. It doesn't matter if I'm not very good. I'll probably throw a tantrum if I'm not very good afterwards, but, you know, during it I'm all right. But the people were really lovely. And I have to say my skating got better when that gentleman, what was he, like in his 80s or 90s?
Yeah.
I think he could sense my maybe vulnerability. Because he came up and he gave us a few points. Well, not you, me.
Well, I've been skating since I was 15. On and off over the years, I've kept it up.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of exercise for me. Used to do a bit of ice dancing. Since somebody was teaching me at one time.
Can't do any of that now.
The brain won't let me.
Does it keep you fit?
Yeah, reasonably. I come twice a week.
Have you got any advice for someone brand new on the ice?
The biggest problem with most people is that they're frightened of falling over.
Yes.
You've got to try and remember to bring your feet together and make a definite stroke and get your weight over the skate.
Okay.
And if you don't get your weight over the skate, you're going to fall. Have lessons, by all means.
Katie has lessons.
Yeah, and it makes a big difference. I've never had lessons.
Oh.
Because I can never afford it.
See, how cute was he?
Yeah.
He could totally tell that I was A, shitting my pants, B, not making a stride at all a metre apart, nor am I putting – I kept doing it and it makes so much sense when he gave me the one pointer. He goes, you're skating on your back like I was skating on my back heels. You need to be putting the pressure on the front of the skate because that's the direction you want to go in.
But you didn't fall over. We were there for an hour and you didn't fall over once. And
had a few quick rushes to the side.
Yeah.
But I have to put it out there and go, what kind of friend takes their other friend that's just learning out to the middle of the rink and then leaves them out there?
No,
you, my friend.
I was teaching you. I was teaching Lou. Like I did that thing, like, you know, when kids walk for the first time, when they're like learning to walk and you go a little bit further away and you go, come on, come to me. I was doing that. This is the thing with most sports, like you've got sports that is more about the kids, yep. or you might have with this. And what I realized about going with you, because I do skate school, mm-hmm. which is obviously the learning how to do new things at skating with a teacher.
Yeah.
It appeals to so many different people.
Yeah.
Because there's the people that genuinely want to learn.
Yeah.
There's, you know, the people that are actually at Olympic level.
Yeah.
There are the little kids who are like 3 or 4 doing tiny tots and going around with the little penguins. There are the people on the weekends who just love the music and the fun of the public sessions.
Yeah.
And then there's those coffee and skate sessions that we went to, which is a little bit more chilled, a lot less people.
Mm.
And you can just socialize.
Just got some fitness in.
Have a cruisy skate. This is the thing, right? So you're a fitness person. You're a fitness... You're a personal trainer. You're all about fitness. You're a personal trainer. But there were muscles that you didn't even realize that you had that were worked.
Absolutely.
You're a personal trainer, so you really need to add this string to your bow.
Yes, I do. It's got my heart rate up more than I did this morning at the gym.
What muscles do you think this is working, like from a fitness point of view?
Well, there's a lot of inner thigh. A lot of glutes, a lot of core.
Balance. Does a lot. It's covered a good workout.
I actually was a bit sore the next day, I have to say.
Yeah.
I did thoroughly enjoy it. Like I said before, I love a challenge. I love trying something new. I thoroughly enjoyed going, obviously, with someone that I could have a chat with and they could also teach me a few things along the way.
When you say that you were sore the next day, this is someone that exercises every single day and hard workouts every single day, and you were sore the next day.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I don't need to go to the gym anymore. I'm not going to the gym. I've always wanted an excuse. I've been searching for an excuse for years. I'm just going to do ice skating.
Yeah.
Hey,
I get it.
How many more sessions are you going to do before you let your kids come?
I knew that question was coming. I actually don't think I'd get away with another session. I might get away with one session if you and I sneak in a little coffee and skate on a Tuesday or a Thursday.
Just don't tell them.
I'm not going to tell them.
Just get really good.
Yeah.
And then next thing, you invite them along. You'll be twirling around.
Yeah.
You'll be spinning.
100%. Like that gentleman that we spoke to, he goes, "You still got time." One of them was so kind.
Yeah.
And because he was lying, because it was very clear. But he was still so kind to say, "You've still got time to make the Winter Olympics."
I can't wait. We've got to pick out leotards.